Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So, Business Coach, why should business owners and operators be worried about washing their windshield?
You know, in the wintertime, you see people driving down the road with a small hole scraped of frost in their windshield. You know, they can barely see through that small hole, yet they feel that they are fully able to drive that car in traffic. And how many times have we seen car windows covered in dirt and splattered bugs and wonder how the heck a driver can see through that? They have completely lost perspective on the happenings around them, which makes them unsafe. The pandemic has caused many business owners to also lose that kind of perspective by all the stuff on their mental windshields.
True.
So here are three obstructions we need to wash off our mental windshields.
All right. Obstruction number one.
Only seeing parts and not the whole picture. Mm. It's like that small hole without the frost on it. We are so focused on the small vision, we fail to see the big picture. For example, if you're still in business, you're a winner. Yeah. That's part of the big picture.
All right, the obstruction number two.
Let emotion overrule logic, and this is a big one right now. It is so easy to get emotional these days with the polarization we have in this country. You have to wipe away that nasty bug in your view to prevent the emotional side from overruling your proper logical decisions.
And the last obstruction to get off the windshield
is accept information blindly.
Ah.
People will throw stuff at your mental windshields constantly. You need to know what is accurate information and what is trash before forming any kind of opinion about the knowledge that you've just gained. Critically important that we wash the windshield so you can see the world more clearly as we move forward into much better days.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.